My name is Hunan Lee. I'm a PhD student at University of Illinois at Chicago. And today I'm going to present on the topic of estimating healthcare expenditures of Americans with intellectual disability using national level data. And first of all, I have to relationships to disclose. And I have to thank a couple of my fellow presenters today for kind of making my case, because I'm using the same data set, MAPS, to do my study, and Amanda here has demonstrated that we do have to focus on subgroups of different disability types. So I'm focusing on intellectual disability. And it's a group with the diagnosis of three different aspects. We have to look at intellectual functioning, adaptive behavior, and age of onset to diagnose ID. And currently, the prevalence is 10.37 per 1,000 population. So it's a small group of the population, but a very unique group. Because over the years, in research, we have seen that this group has more health problems in many, many areas, in the listed areas of health conditions. And a lot of those conditions are costly. So that brings out the natural question: how much are people of intellectual disabilities spending on these conditions? From past research, we can see that as the number of conditions go up, your associated costs go up dramatically also. So with so many already reported problems in this population, that makes me wonder how much it's going to take. So that brings out my first research question, which is, on average, how much do Americans with ID spend annually? And specifically, how does their healthcare expenditures compare to the general population? As a wise man once said, not all health conditions cost the same. So one particular case in the general population that we know of is obesity. It's a major driver of healthcare expenditures. On the left, you can see the relative risks associated with obesity. And over to the right, you can see that the annual amount of expenditures attributable is $75 billion in America. So another question that I had over the 2 years was that we know that in people with intellectual disabilities, the obesity rates are higher. A recent study done in by Dr. Rimmer, Dr. Xie, and Heller demonstrated that it's an almost 10% jump of obesity rates in this population. So if obesity drives up healthcare expenditures in the general population, and we have a subpopulation that have higher rates of obesity, does that mean higher expenditures? So that's my second research question. Do Americans with intellectual disability who are obese spend significantly more? So once I had the questions, I have to look for a database to answer my questions with. So I looked at MAPS naturally. It's a national panel survey, and it fits exactly my purpose of research. So I'm going to be using that. Just one problem, though. With only the MAPS, it's not very good at identifying my population, which is intellectual disability. The closest proxy I can get is cognitive limitation. But as you can see from the left here, the MAPS definition of cognitive limitation is not exactly what I'm looking for in terms of intellectual disability. So another data set comes in for rescue is the National Health Interview Survey. Its definition of ID is much better. It asks each and every member of the household whether they the respondent know that they experience some of the activity limitations, and if yes, specifically ID was identified as the reason. So the approach I'm going to be using is to link those two data sets together. So next, I'm going to talk about my methods. Both of the data sets are already collected. It's secondary data. It's publicly available. And this I'm showing right here is the linkage file that the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality provides for researchers to link those two data sets. So it's a one-to-one match. And the analysis I'm proposing is regression. First, I'm going to use a simplistic model to look at just broadly looking how much of the expenditures is going to be and what are the important factors. And next, I'm going to use the knowledge I gathered from the first part to test with an advanced model, which can provide a more precise estimation of the costs. The dependent I'm using is total healthcare expenditures. It's actual payments, not charges, and it can be from various sources. It can be out of pocket. It can be public funding, public insurance, or private. And everything is converted to $2014 for ease of understanding. And for independent variables, I'm looking at a whole area of variables, also indicated by the Anderson model. So these are the ones that I picked. First from the Anderson model and also from past research in this particular population. So results. Sample sizes. I have a sample of 871 over a 10-year period. That's 2002 to 2011. And the total unweighted N is 344,000, almost 45. So here are some of the characteristics. As we can see, the ID group is a little bit younger, less females, pretty much the same. Well, tiny differences in racial, ethnical makeup, more poverty, and the regional composition is almost the same. Here are some of the independent variables that I looked at. As you can see, the health insurance coverage over on the ID side is very heavily based on public insurance, but on the left, the majority is private. This right here is actually the reverse. This right here is people who are not married. So, okay. So for the first part, the simplistic model, OLS model, for regression, I got an overall significant model, and here are the important factors. And the ones that are not significant are region, urban, rural status, education in years, and smoking. So in the secondary model, I looked at those in more detail. First of all, the reason why I am using the secondary model was because there are a lot of zero expenditures, especially in the ID population. And in both the general population and the ID population. So to counter that, the two-part model addresses those zero expenditures pretty well. So over the 10-year period, the general population spend about 5,100 per person per year on healthcare expenditures, but for those with ID, it's a much higher value at 7,400. So if we break down the both of the groups, we can look at the effects of obesity in terms of costs. Over to the left, we have the non-ID, non-obese group at the lowest cost, lowest expenditure level. And over to the right, we have the group with ID and also who are obese. So highest cost over there. So to answer my first research question, on average, people with ID, Americans with ID spend about $7,400 annually. And for non-obese individuals, they spend about $833 less. For my second question, the effects of obesity is obvious. Compare with both the obese non-ID population and the ID non-obese population, the answers are yes. So, discussion. A couple of limitations of the study. It's the reason I put sample size there is because even though it's a big sample size in terms of traditional research, but for population representative surveys, I don't think the less than 100 sample size is ideal. I would like to, if possible, get a better sample size to improve the standard errors. And also some intrinsic limitations of MAPS and also NHIS will be there for my study because I did not collect the data firsthand. So whatever limitations they had will be inherited. So in terms of future directions, I'm proposing to look at not only intellectual disability, but also the group of developmental disabilities that can improve my sample size, but also combining those two groups can give us a much better idea of two very underserved populations. And I'm proposing to look at the trends, because I did use a 10-year sample. So as we can see from previous slides, the year fixed effect was significant. So what was the trend? Was the healthcare expenditures going up or down or keeping stable over the years? My assumption will be that it would go up by the year. So a detailed look will be worthwhile. Also, in this study, I only looked at total expenditures. It will be interesting to look at the breakdown of the expenditures and see where those expenditures were made and also who paid for that. So that's coming up in my dissertation. Also, looking at family as a unit of analysis will be helpful in terms of poverty and burden. So further explorations of also race, ethnicity, the effects of what types of insurance you have, and the income level will be very interesting to look at. So to conclude, Americans with ID on average spend about $2,000 more on healthcare annually than those without ID. And among Americans with ID, those who are obese spend about $800 more than those who are not obese. So I would like to thank my committee members, Drs. Glenn Fujira, Uli Honor Johnson, Kiyoshi Yamaki, Sandy Magania, and Brian Grossman very, very much for their guidance. And here are our contact information. Thank you very much.